The Boy Who Saved His World.
As the story goes, there was a young Dutch boy named Jan, who loved to help anyone in need. He would help with chores, he would happily take food to the elderly, and he would help his father mind the levees, the walls that protected his village from the sea. Now, everyone in Holland knows that they need to keep their country safe from floods. Holland is one country which actually is lower than sea level, and storms always threaten to push the waves over the banks. In an instant, fields of wheat or flowers could be underwater, and when things got really rough, the houses could be flooded too. So keeping the levees strong was a very important job, and the little boy's father was known for being one of the most responsible and dependable caretakers there was. One day, Jan's mother asked him to take some food to an old blind friend who lived on the other side of town. Jan was very happy, not only because he loved the old man, who would always tell him stories of the old days, but because he got to walk along the levee and view the flowers and the fields and enjoy the birds he met along the way. It was still a bright sunny day when he left. His mother cautioned him to be home before dark. But Jan enjoyed the man so much and the man entertained him with so many stories that he stayed longer than he should have. Starting back, he was also distracted by the beautiful flowers that he would stop to pick for his mother. And just being the curious boy he was, he didn't realize, until the shadows had started to lengthen, that the sun was going down and he was still a long way from home. He was about to climb back up to a clearer path on the levee when he heard water dripping. Now, if you remember, it's one thing to have a leaky faucet at home. The drip, drip, drip can be annoying. But in Holland, the drip is a sound of danger, as it could only mean there was a leak in the levee. So quickly, Jan looked closely and found a small hole where the water was slowly coming through. Well, anyone knows that once water has found a small hole, it won't take long to make a big hole, and pretty soon the water can break through the levee and flood the fields. After all, the water can make the Grand Canyon. Without giving a second thought, he shoved his thumb into the hole, and the water stopped. Jan was very pleased with himself. After all, it's not every boy who can stop a leak and save the town. But suddenly he realized it was getting dark. He was getting cold, and there was no one in sight. So being a hero was not much fun. He yelled as loudly as he could, but there was no answer. So as the darkness surrounded him, all he could do was huddle up close to the levee, shivering and cold as he was, and try to keep his finger in the levee. His parents thought he had stayed overnight with the old man, and so they stopped looking for him. In those days, there were no telephones. The next thing he knew, the sun was rising, and people started to walk along the path on the levee. Finally, someone heard Jan's calls and quickly jumped down to see what the matter was.
You okay down here, son? What's going on?
When he saw the boy's finger in the levee, he yelled for help.
Hey, is anybody there?
Then quickly a crowd gathered. They patched the hole and wrapped the boy up in blankets and carried him home on their shoulders, shouting his name, Jan, the boy who saved their world. And so, my fellow travelers, sometimes the best citizens are the ones who help others the most, who care as much or more about others than they do for themselves.